Hallelujah. Let's sing it all together. Yes, Lord, for you are God.
For you.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. You are here with us. We do not know what or how to pray. But you, Holy Spirit, that knows the very heart of the Father, will pray for us. So we will open our mouths tonight and we will trust you to fill it. Whether we pray in English or in any local language or pray in tongues, all prayers raised tonight will be prayers in the Spirit. Give us direction and guidance. Show us that which you want us to pray about, that which you want us to address by the authority in the name of Jesus, so that the will of the Father may be done in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Father. It is so. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. It's good to have you here tonight for this time of prayer and intercession. As usual, it's going to only be on Zoom and not on any other platform. That way we are able to pray what we want to pray about. Amen? Amen. Praise the Lord. The Word of God says in the book of Matthew chapter 12, beginning to read from verse 29. It says here, "Or else, how can one enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods, except he first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house?" That's a powerful verse. I had to do a double take there because I was seeing something and I'm in the realm of the spirit and seeing something in the natural. We have to bind the strong man. In fact, the Lord says in another passage, "No one can enter into a strong man's house and spoil except he first bind." Actually, get me that verse if you can find it for me. "No one can enter into a strong man's house." Let me help you. I shut off my phone completely. Yeah. Thank you. Mark 3. "No man can enter into a strong man's house and spoil his goods except he will first bind the strong man, and then he will spoil his house." The Lord Jesus Christ was making that statement as a man. And he was including himself in that statement. You have to bind the strong man first. Then you can spoil his house. Many times we want to spoil this strong man's house without first binding the strong man. And there are repercussions. That's when people say, "Well, there was a backlash." "We did this and there was a backlash." Well, the backlash is because the strong man was still running around and took his stuff, so he comes at you. You have to bind him first. Now, how do we bind the strong man? Well, simply people say, "Okay, we bind the strong man in the name of Jesus," and that would be right, but at the same time wrong. The name of Jesus is the authority base. The name of Jesus gives you the authority too. But you have to bind that strong man with something. That makes sense?
Yeah.
So the name of Jesus is not the rope. It's not the chain. It's the authority base. So what do you think you bind darkness with?
Light.
What do we bind lies with? Truth. So it's basically the opposite. that restricts the enemy. Okay? So, what will you bind bondage with?
Freedom.
Yeah. By the authority in the name of Jesus Christ and by the freedom of God, you are bound. For he sets me free. But it's not just freedom. What do you think it is? Salvation. Okay? That's good. Think for a moment.
Sanctification.
Big words. Righteousness. Okay. You're binding bondage. With what? We say freedom. Okay. But the answer is in that freedom. What? Think. Huh?
The answer is in freedom?
The answer is there in freedom. It's free, yeah, but...
Huh?
Kingdom, okay? Come on. It's truth. If you continue in my word, you will know the truth. And the truth will what? Set you free. Are we together? Okay, so truth. Okay, but it's still beyond truth. What is it? I give you the answer already. It's there. The word. Okay? It's still one more thing. It's not just the word. Understanding, all of the good answers. But I'm asking you these questions so that you get grounded in the reality of the Word of God, so that when you are declaring it, you're coming from a place of confidence. Holy Spirit. Okay, we are here to pray, not exams. It is the power of continuity. If you, what? Continue. So if you don't continue, you don't get the word, and you don't get the freedom. So the base of that is the continuing, which is what? Faithfulness, steadfastness. It starts with an O. Obedience. So, remember this. Obedience is connected to an S word, which is sacrifice. Okay, that's good. There's a U in it. Submission. Submission. So, when you want to bind a strong man, you've got to humble yourself or submit yourself first. You don't come from a position of pride. I got it. I'm so authorized. Well, if you are saying, I'm so authorized, and it is based on you being subject to the Lord, okay. But if it's coming from a position of, I fasted, and I'm so holy, and I'm so this, and I'm so that, you're going to get slapped. Do you understand? Okay. You're going to get beaten up. And the little sense that you had will be knocked off your head. then you will know that you don't mess around with spiritual things. Okay? I'm taking my time to explain all of this because we're going to do accept you first bind. So we are going to do it on the basis of our submission to God, our obedience to God, our commitment to following through with God as His subjects, humble before God, and on the basis of that, speak with authority at the enemy and say, you know what? I am a man under authority. You see how it all comes together?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you see how we mess it up most times? So we've got to have that mindset to get the results. Praise the Lord. Okay. So, first things first, we're going to go before the Lord right now and thank Him for the grace granted us to submit ourselves to Him. Thank Him for the grace to continue in His Word at all times, steadfast in faith, unmovable, unshakable. And in that wise, we will recognize that our labor in Him is not in vain. Yes? Okay. So, everybody, focus. Go at that first, and then I'm going to tell us what our attention is going to be focused on tonight. Just lift up your voice before the Lord on the basis of what we've just learned together. Just start talking to the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. You are our helper. We submit ourselves under your Lordship. And we thank you, Lord, for the power and the ability to continue in your word. And in the grace of that continuity, we receive great grace and freedom to speak your word, to declare your word, so that all things will be aligned to the integrity of the truth of your word today, as we subdue all that must be subdued and bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. We thank you, Lord, for your authority. We thank you, Lord, for your anointing. We thank you, Lord, for the presence of your glory. We are thankful, Lord, O God, that yokes are being removed and destroyed because of the presence of your anointing in our lives. Father, we shall receive, and we will receive, the answers that we seek under your Lordship this very day. All things are subject to us. In the mighty name of Jesus, in the eternally wonderful name of Jesus, we bring every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. And we thank you, Lord, that your kingdom has come. And your will, even now, is being done in the earth as it is in heaven. Thank you, Lord, for your authorization. Thank you, Lord, for your empowerment. Thank you, Lord, for solutions and answers. Thank you, Lord, that we are enabled to declare your will accomplished in Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Praise the Lord. Okay, now we will focus on, first thing we're going to focus our attention on is where we are going to be this next week in God's River. Believe it or not, God's River, the initial name of God's River was Devil's River. It was called Devil's River because of the turbulence of the lakes. And when missionaries came into that area of God's River and God's Lake Narrows, which is some 15 minutes by air away from God's River. In fact, when you fly in to God's River, you stop first at God's Lake Narrows. So all of those lake areas were called Devil's River. And when missionaries came, they said, this beautiful place cannot have the name of the devil attached to it. So they changed it to God's River. So that's how they received their name, God's River. Missionaries changed it. Well, the devil is trying to reclaim the original name. And we are wanting to impact God's Lake, God's River, Oxford House, all of that whole area, Island Lakes and all of them. Actually, this week, they will start doing some promotions on NCI. We're hoping to have the whole services on NCI broadcasted, but somebody else bought the time, so we're not able to use it. So we are going to go via Zoom, and we're going to use our church Zoom so you can participate in the services by going on Zoom, like you normally, if you were at home, just go on Zoom and you'll be part of the service. And I tell you the service that you're praying. So, we're going to bind the strong man in that whole general area. Whatever powers are operating, whatever spirits are operating as principalities in that particular area, we want to break their backbone. God's Lake Narrows right now is like the devil is just having his way. It's like somebody's dying almost every day. It's really bad in that community right now. Suicides and all kinds of nonsense going on. And we want to shatter all of those strongholds in that particular area. Amen? So that's going to be our focus. And in focusing on that, we're just going to lift up our voices. This mic is up here. And as the Holy Spirit quickens you, and you want to address it from a position, remember, submit yourself first to God. Then you can bind the strong man. Then you can spoil his house. There is beauty in that particular area. The goodness of God is in that particular area. And God wants to change that whole community and from there impact this nation. There's got to be revival in that place. Amen? And for it to happen, we've got to arrest the spiritual forces that are in control in that particular area right now and subdue them see them bound. Amen. They are not going to be drunk with natural wine, but they're going to be drunk with the wine of the Spirit. God is going to turn their mourning around with joy and gladness. Amen. Lift up your voice and begin to pray for God's favor and all of the reservations in that area of the nation. God will penetrate by His Spirit. Lift up your voice to the Lord and pray. And as you're praying, whatever area God directs you to pray about, whether it's the young people, the spirit of suicide and death and alcoholism and drug addiction, depression, emotional disturbance, whatever it is God is directing you to pray about, you can pray where you are, but you can also come and lead up here. Hallelujah. Father, we give you praise in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, by the authority of your word, from the heavenlies, from heavenly places, we address principalities. We address powers. We address the spiritual wickedness operating in the heavenlies. We subdue all things under the authority of your word. And Lord, O God, we send your word as an evil-seeking missile right this very moment to go forth and to identify every strong man that's operating, O God, in that whole general area. Lord God Almighty, in the name of Jesus, any spirit of darkness operating and trying to have reign in that community today, we send your word. 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 The sword of your spirit, we send it. We send it. We send it. We send it to go forth even now. We send the word of God to go forth even now to identify every spiritual wickedness operating, O God, in God's river, in God's Lake Narrows, in Oxford House, in Island Lakes. Lord, O God, all of those areas, Father, in the name of Jesus, you know all of those communities, and we send your word, O God, to arrest every single one of them. Father, O God, whatever spirits, ancestral spirits, Lord, O God, that have been worshipped, Lord, O God, every marine spirit that has been worshipped, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, O God, whatever clan, Lord, O God, they identify with, Father, in Jesus' mighty name, we declare, O God, right now, that they are bound. They are bound. They are bound by the authority of your word. Your word, O God, binds them in the name of Jesus. Lord, O God, to contradict every lie that they have spoken. Father, O God, your truth is going forth now. Freedom is coming to the people. Lord, O God, they are set free from every enslavement. They are set free, O God, from every spirit of confusion. They are set free, O God, from every lie and deception that has been operational, O God, in that land. Father, this day, in the name of Jesus, it is exposed. It is exposed. It is exposed, and it is subdued under the authority of your word. In the mighty name of Jesus, katobo shantire bakai, mareki tobo Shikalado Santori Bakai Patike te brose ki tu bashande Marakata bakute bakutaki Parasantole Marakatandi katoko Shikata brose ketele brose tele brose keti katubashima Barikata basontelema. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus.